Y'all can't hear me? All right. I'm going to get loud for y'all guys. Is this loud? All right. The title is It's Time for a Wake Up. HYC, the theme was The Great Awakening. And when Brother Trevor was here, Sunday morning, I called Troy, which I know my 2 minutes started now, but I'm sorry. I called Troy and we was talking about, what was it? Oh, yeah, we was just mumbling at the mouth, and we was talking about how the world don't want to wake up and see what's going on nowadays. I mean, God give us signs every day.
That's right.
I mean, I see signs going on in my lifetime, and he was like, you know, it is time for a wake up. And I'm like, you know what? That's a good message to preach one day. And I never thought I'd get the opportunity to do it, but tonight I get the opportunity.
Go ahead.
You know, signs of the times, the economy. What, 6-7 months ago, had one of the biggest crashes it was. You know, they had, up there in New York, the Lehman Brothers was a big company, multimillionaires. See, money to them was everything. They drive cars, Jaguars. I probably never drive a Jaguar in my lifetime. A Mercedes. I mean, they can go to the mall and throw out $2,000. Me, $15, that's all I'm gonna throw out at the mall. But see, they serve money, but see, I serve somebody that's better than money.
Right. Come on,
you know,
man.
I serve somebody that is there when you need him.
Right.
See,
right.
Money to them was the world. They didn't have to worry for nothing. But see, when I call on my God,
come on.
You know, he's there. I love money. Everybody loves money. I know they do. You like to have money in your pocket, but money is not everything.
That's right.
You know, that man above has walked with me so many times.
Yes, yes.
Through storms and trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
You know, this morning when I was out here talking to the kids about, when I was doing the welcome, you know, I had backslid twice out of church. First time, stupid, crazy stuff. Second time I graduated out of high school, I'm like, you know, I'm out of high school. I'm grown. I can do what I want to do. Started working, got my ears pierced. That's the biggest mistake I have ever done. But you know, my pastor and Brother Troy them was praying for me when I was out there. You know, I didn't have to wonder, well, when can I go back to church? I knew I had a home church. I've been here since I was 6 years old. 14 years. I'm 20 now.
Yes.
You know, my bad, I'm sorry. I mean, I called on his names plenty of time. It ain't no problem calling on God's name. It really ain't. I mean, if you don't call on God, you need some help. Somewhere down the line, you need some help. You know, we got hope in Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:19 says, and if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men not miserable. So if you got hope in Christ, you don't have to worry about nothing. If you, like Bubba said, 4 Sundays ago, if you seek God, everything else will fall in place. If you're looking for a good wife, yeah, I'm looking for a wife, I'm 20 years old. Yes, sir. But see, I got to put God first in my life before I can do anything else. And after I put him first in my life, bloop, 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 everything else will fall in place. I won't have to worry about nothing. You know, hope in Christ means to me is faith, long-suffering, kindness, meekness. You gotta have faith nowadays. I got faith that this church is supposed to go beyond.
I know that.
I don't know about none of y'all, but I got faith that this church is supposed to go beyond. You know, Genesis 28:16, it says, and Jacob awakened out of his sleep. He says, surely the Lord is in his place, and I knew it not. You know, you can be asleep. You can be in your car. Last Saturday or 2 Saturdays ago, when we came back from HYC, I was looking over this. I'm sitting in my room, minding my business, just looking over it, and I can feel the presence of God so heavy in my room. I'm the only one in my house that's living for one God. My mom, them, I love them, but she believes in three. But no, one day, my mom, my sister,
nephew, that's right.
My father, cousins, and all them, I'm expecting to see them sit there. I'm expecting to see my little 6-year-old nephew, my little 12-year-old nephew, filled with the Holy Ghost. I don't know about y'all, but I'm expecting it. You know, in Proverbs 6:10, it says, a little sleep a little slumber and a little folding of the hands. Everybody do that. We sleep, slumber, you fold your hands. It's time for us to stop. It's time for us to wake up. You know what I'm saying? It's time for us to stand with your shoulders. I mean, stand tall. Be proud about it. You know, in HYC, Brother Russo, in the Young Ministers thing that Friday morning, he was talking about how, you know, the youth, that's us guys, we're the future of this church nowadays. We're the generation. Like he said, it's time for the youth to stand up, take the torch, and run with it.
Amen.
Sister Dickerson and Sister Everett have done their race. It's time for us to run with it.
Come on, you
know,
amen.
This church, I don't know how many times this church has been prophesied by a great revival. But, you know, I hope I'm here when this revival happens. But, you know, Friday night, revival started with this youth group. If y'all guys were the ones that weren't here, the presence of the Lord was in this place. His fire came down, kind of glory. I mean, you know, we got to stand up, take the torch. Yo, you might be scared going a little. I'm scared right now. I'm nervous. I'm shaking like a leaf. I'm not going to tell you no joke. But, I mean, we got to stand and take the torch. Run with it. I mean, I might. My dream is to become the youth president. I got to meet the youth president at HYC. I want to become the youth president or the superintendent or section leader. It's us guys right here. It's us. They have done their part. They passing it down to us. We got to stand up, take it, run for it.
Amen. Come on, amen. Yes.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. This church has invested much time, much prayer, much instruction, a lot of love into the life of Brother Kevin Brown. And we are very, very proud of him.
Amen.
He is doing so well, and we're so thankful for what God's doing in his life. Amen. We are getting ready next month to launch Preacher's Academy. And we'll be talking to you more about that. We're very excited about that. Amen. But let me just say tonight that I appreciate so very much and want to say to you how much we appreciate Brother and Sister James, Troy and Margaret James, Brother and Sister Raymond and Dorsey McGee, amen. Brother amen. Bubba and Krista amen. Bacon, all the youth staff, Sunday school staff. Y'all invested your entire weekend to make this service this morning so wonderful and so beautiful. You opened your heart